Hi, it's Lucy, and welcome back to a bonus episode of The Real Girls Club, my podcast where I put a spotlight on the talented women working in cinema. Today, I'm joined by Indian film and TV actress Radhika Apte. We talk Radhika's latest role as Uma in Sister Midnight, directed by Karan Kandari. Set in Mumbai, Uma enters an arranged marriage which quickly spirals into darkness as her spineless husband watches her morph into a ruthless feral force within their marital confines. This quirky and fun black comedy featured at last year's Director's Fortnight at the Cannes Film Festival and also received a recent BAFTA nomination for Outstanding Debut by a British Writer, Director or Producer. Let's get into the conversation. Hi Radhika, really nice to meet
Hi.
You.
And really nice to meet you too.
Thank you so much for joining me today to talk about your latest film, Sister Midnight. I watched it this weekend and I have to say it really takes the audience on quite a weird and hypnotic ride. It feels quite surreal at times as well. And I thought your performance in particular, of course, you're the lead playing as Uma, it was truly captivating and it really puts you like in her sort of point of view. So I'm wondering what was it that really drew you to this role and this particular story about an arranged marriage? What was it that drew you to this particular film?
Quite a few things, really. I mean, Karan, I think, has a very distinct voice. You know, his style of filmmaking is quite unique. The script was quite engaging, very engaging. It was quite bizarre and I couldn't quite believe what I was reading. And I also felt that it's one of those scripts and characters that if it's done the way he wants to, it's to don't be done, might really be great. And otherwise it can be a shit show. And luckily he actually stood his ground and got it made exactly how he wanted it to be made. And I really enjoy the film. Also the way he was perceiving Uma was very different. And I had never worked like that before. I anyway get very few comedies offered for some reason. And so it was a welcome change. And also it was a lot of physicality required for the character. And his working style is very different, what he wanted to offer me. Having said that, also the character Uma was very fascinating because she's a misfit. She's an outcast. And she's like an accidental outlaw. And I think that we all, you know, have known what it is to be a misfit in some situation or the other. And so it's quite relatable. And I think what fascinates me about Uma is her innocence, her ability to ask, why do I have to do anything or know anything? And then actually rebel against it, which was quite refreshing. And I think it's a very feminist film, not because just for Uma, but all his characters, even the male characters are very feminine. He's very empathetic towards them, which makes the film very feminist because everybody's quite innocent in the film, the husband and the wife, at least.
Online, it's been, you know, Uma's been described as a sort of misanthropic newlywed who discovers sort of certain feral impulses within herself. And it's interesting how you talked about like the physicality, because there is a lot of that, like that we understand about her just through the body language. And your performance is, you know, both really intense and mesmerizing. And I feel like we go from feeling empathy for her, but then almost at points I felt like we feared her a bit too, just like everyone around her as well. And I was wondering what your process was for getting into her mindset of going from someone that was quite, I guess, rebellious and rejecting of what she'd been put into, but then kind of rebelling against it. Yeah, how did you get into that mindset?
Well, something you said was quite interesting, that you said that sometimes you felt a bit scared of her, and I think that's what she feels about herself. There's a whole point when she sort of shrinks and she doesn't know whether she's a monster.
Yeah, when she sees herself in the mirror, she kind of like gets a bit
She doesn't know what she's doing and she wonders who she is, and she's actually quite scared of herself. And then she learns to accept it, you know. And I think that's really beautiful about the character as well, and the journey the character goes through. We had a lot of prep, I have to say. We had a lot of prep. Normally I do a very different kind of prep, but this was quite physical and quite in the rehearsal room with just me and Karan for a long time, actually. I think a couple of weeks, and then with other actors, you know, and that really helped because Karan wanted to take the not intellectualize any of it and just sort of have the impulse come from the body rather than the mind, which is something, again, I haven't done before. So it took me a couple of days to even understand what he meant. Then when I started doing that, you just take the brain out of the process and you basically embed all the impulses in your body. It's quite light. Feels quite light and playful. And I think that's how the film comes across.
Yeah, definitely. I know what you mean. It's not
Like it parts, yeah, I guess it does feel quite heavy because of, what she's going through, but ultimately it does go into the sort of humor side of things and the comedic side of things. Was that something that you talked through then with the director, how to sort of navigate this darkness but with humor at the same time?
I think it's in the script already. The script is dark, but comedy. And there's so much, there's so much humor. And it's not like in your face humor. It's just like comes from very mundane things.
Yeah, quite
You
bizarre,
know, very
but yeah,
regular
subtle.
thing. Bizarre, but regular thing in the beginning, at least the first half is that. And so it was just there in the script. So we had to play that out, and it was all about rhythm, you know, because a lot was unsaid. It's a large part of the film is silent, and so a lot of it was just beats in silent scenes. And so it is just how you the rhythm of your movement actually is what comedy is. Comedy is timing, and so in silent, it's just a still timing.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting you say that because now I think about it. Yeah, the film was, it's not heavy on dialogue, and you really, I feel even like for the first part of the film, she's, yeah, there's no dialogue. She's saying nothing. You're kind of just having to understand who she is by, her expressions and look and how she's looking at things and people around her. The film was shot in Mumbai, so it's a city that has such a strong presence in cinema, but also I feel like it emphasizes like Uma's isolation because it's so busy and there's so many people around, yet she feels like, yeah, quite isolated in her new life. And how did the city, itself shaped the storytelling and the performance for you.
At one point, I also thought that Uma was actually the city, you know, completely lost in the chaos that has just suddenly been. I mean, people just coming in and the increasing chaos, and the city's just lost its own identity and then finding a new identity almost, you know. But I mean, I'm not from Bombay, Mumbai, whatever. I came to Mumbai to work. And I remember the first time I came to Mumbai, it was so isolating and so I got so depressed that I left Mumbai. And it was, I think, a few years later, I came back to Mumbai, and then I met similar-minded people, and I made friends, and now Mumbai is home. I have two homes. I live in London actually, but Mumbai is also home, and it is that kind of a city, you know. So I think it's captured really well, and it sort of also reflects in Uma's personal journey, the city
Definitely.
journey.
Yeah, as you say, you obviously can relate then to some of her, Uma's personal struggles, maybe about arriving in a city that she doesn't really know. I mean, similar to what you just said yourself. Of course, the film also explores, themes of marriage and identity and societal expectations. Like she's sort of expected to start being the homekeeper, and she says she doesn't know how to keep a house, like she's never done that before. I mean, how do you view these themes, and like how did they influence your own approach to the role as well?
I mean, I didn't know how to cook till I met my now husband. He taught me to cook. But I've always rebelled against all these notions of women need to do this and need to do that, and I've always gone to the other extreme. So that was quite hard. That was quite easy to actually relate to. And I've always thought of Uma's father as somebody who was very progressive and let her do whatever she wanted to do.
I mean, yeah, it's true. We don't really get to see her
No.
family or her parents, so we
No.
don't really know where she's come from. She's kind of just
No.
plonked in this
Lovely. Which I
spot of her
find
life.
quite fascinating. You don't need to know, I think, that it doesn't matter whether you know or not. It's just quite nice about it as well.
So the film was showcased at the Cannes Directors Fortnight, so last year. How did it feel to present the film on such like a prestigious platform, and how was it received, last year?
I mean, I was gutted that I couldn't be there. I really wanted to, had all the plans to be there, but I was filming with For Last Days, this other film I did with Justin Lin in Thailand, and we had a location issue last minute, and I had to cancel my trip literally like 4 days before the. But it was received so well. I mean, we were all quite nervous about how we were very excited that it got selected in Cannes, obviously, but because it's quite out there, the film, and
Although
it
a
was
lot of films
received
that go to
really.
Cannes are quite out there,
Are exactly
apparently.
they are
So it
exactly
fits in well.
but I think Karan I think really felt understood, and if I may say speak on his behalf, but he felt quite understood and supported, and I think it was really well received by the press as well. So
And now, how is it being received in the UK? Because I believe is it just had the UK release or it's about to? I'm not too aware of the dates.
no, the release on the 14th of March, but
Okay.
we were nominated for the BAFTAs and the BAFTA. He was nominated for the BAFTAs, which is so exciting because, you know, you're not just in the indie space, but you're also recognized in the commercial space and, you know, be there at the BAFTA. It's just quite, it's really, really reassuring and actually quite
Very
validating.
Exciting, definitely. And that they're sort of embracing, you know, new films and from different cultures as well. Okay, last questions. But what do you hope audiences will take away from watching this film?
I think, I don't know. I think if they just come and laugh and get entertained, that's what films are for. And then they can, I mean, it's a film that you can take away what you want. It's a film with like probably a real varied interpretations, and you know, people can really take whatever they want to take from it. But as long as it entertains them or stirs them in some way or the other, whatever, whether they laugh or whether they get weirded out or whatever. It's
I think
still
it definitely took a turn for me where I was just like, I didn't expect it to go in that direction.
Yes,
and I still have
I
questions.
Know.
I'm not sure the, you know, the, what was the metaphor of the goats and the animals following her? Like, I'm not totally in the mind of the director and 100%
Not sure there was
sure.
a metaphor. It was just quite
Quite out there. But anyway, and what's next for you? What's your next project?
I have another film called Last Days with John Allen Chow that's coming out this year, hopefully, with Justin Lin. And I have a couple of projects that are coming out in India. There's a Netflix show and a feature film. And yeah, and there are a couple of projects in the pipeline.
All while being a mum, I read that you know,
And
you had
yes,
congratulations.
thank you. Thank
Love
you.
balancing. Okay.
Thank you
Thank you
so
very
much.
much. And it was lovely to speak with you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's bonus episode with Radhika Apte. Sister Midnight will be out in UK cinemas on the 14th of March, so mark your calendars, you don't want to miss it. See you in the next one.